This is the Shanaki for August 2nd, entitled Blame Abraham. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean. So there's God, and there's us. Well, for over half the world's population, there's God, and there's us. If you're Jewish, Christian, or Muslim, there's one God, a whole lot of us, and Abraham. All three religions claim the story of Abraham, and upon his story, all others are founded. God revealed himself to Abraham, and Abraham was the first man to affirm that there was only one God. In essence, he was the first person to say this. God is great. There is no God but God. And it irks me when people use Allah when they translate Islamic prayers. It obscures the truth of the matter. When a father in Indiana asked God to protect his son from one of those crazy car bomb driving towel heads, and when a jihadist prays to Allah to rid the world of infidels and unbelievers as he drives a car into a checkpoint in Iraq, they are both praying to the same God, the God of Abraham. Abraham is the great patriarch, the common father of three of the world's religions. The Muslims claim lineage from his son Ishmael, the Jews from his son Isaac. Don't believe me. Look it up. Abrahamic religion is a good search. Then again, you could try Genesis, which all three religions recognize as scripture. All three religions have read and recreated the Abraham story to suit themselves. But in all three, the crux of the story is the same. God asks Abraham to sacrifice his son, and Abraham obeys. He ties his son to a rock, and as the knife is descending, God sends an angel to stop him. The Jews and the Christians believe that Isaac is offered as a sacrifice, but in the Muslim version of the story, it's Ishmael. I don't think it really matters, because the turning point of the story is the same. God asks Abraham to sacrifice his son. When faced with this terrible choice, Abraham faithfully obeys. And even though the thing was called off, Abraham was ready, willing, and able to kill for God. And the question becomes, would you kill for God? For what you believe in? Not for love, or money, or power, or even survival. Would you kill for God? And one way to read this story is to say, the test of your faith is your willingness to kill. This is a very handy belief if you want to control and lead people. Abraham, David, Muhammad, many holy men have led armies. How can you have a crusade if God's not okay with you wiping the other guy off the earth? But there are many ways to read this story, and looking at it through modern eyes might be a mistake. For example, Genesis 17:23. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, and every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. How exactly did this go down?
Japheth, being a male of my house, come forth, lo, and openeth your robe, for God has commanded me to smite the tip of thy business.
Abraham, that's a good one.
Seriously, hold still.
Hey, look, talking to God is one thing, but you're out of your gourd.
Holdeth him down.
For me, that's less absurd than what's going on right now. All God's chillin' got rhythm and guns. And they sure are using the guns. I mean, if it were the enigmatically smiling Buddhist slugging it out with the followers of Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction, it would be easier for me to understand. My God can beat up your God, so I get to kill you. But with Christians, Muslims, and Jews, it's the same God. The only God. The one who revealed himself to Abraham. Abraham who helped his son Ishmael build the Kaaba, the temple to which all Muslims are called to make a pilgrimage. It all leads back to Abraham. All of these conflicts, which are destroying the quiet world that I believe most of us want to live in, The kind of a world where you can go to the market and buy all the ingredients for a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, or a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, or whatever you want to have for lunch. Get all the way back home and have your lunch just like you like it, eating it while watching the kids play soccer or basketball or tackle the guy with the dreidel. And you can make it through the whole day, and the day after that, and all the days that follow, without a guy blowing himself up on your sidewalk, or a rocket landing on your head, or the building you work in being reduced to a pile of red-hot slag. And the more I think about Abraham, the more I suspect that searching for a contemporary, external cause to our troubles is foolish. It's like kids in the back seat of a car. Fine. Billy is on your side of the seat. You win. Billy started it. Crucify him to the hood. But to say that the conflict in the backseat was over vinyl border rights is to ignore a hidden universe of family dynamics. The vying for a parent's love and affection. The struggle that everyone has when we try to deal with emotions we haven't even had a chance to name yet. And that's the way I look at it. It's a family story. And Abraham is our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. You want to blame the Israelis or the Palestinians? Go ahead. You want to side with the U.S. or the Iraqis or the jihadists? Fine. I have opinions too. But from here on in, I'm not letting my opinions obscure my suspicion that an ancient story that we all believe in is to blame for many of our troubles. You blame whoever you want. Me? I blame Abraham.